It's just met at the Hanover Legion, the Royal Canadian Legion in Hanover. It met this morning to be this afternoon so that you know, everybody could discuss Omnibus Bill 137. And again, the kind of the fear amongst the grassroots, the membership, and other independent, other people out there, is that they're losing their civil rights, liberties, and freedoms. And it's a big concern. I think everyone now has heard the argument from Premier Ford. He's just kind of stepped up the lockdown measures across the province. And this group that we have here definitely believes in everybody, the citizens' rights, and those liberties and freedoms that are being taken away. And we thought that, again, from kind of the agreement that we had made, a verbal agreement with the Legion, that and we follow the rules of everybody sitting down in seats and sitting at the desk, that, you know, as long as we abide by that, and nobody had to wear masks because, again, the Grey Bruce health unit and a couple other things to allow us that exemption. So, again, not really a huge, you know, battle royale per se. It's just there was a disagreement. And then the, you know, there's a couple changes by the Legion that we didn't agree to or agree with. And again, because we're a democratically assembled political party registered by Elections Ontario, we had every right to, you know, come together. And as you may know, in politics, if you're not assembling, if you're not working together and meeting much, then there's not much democratic to that. So we wanted to uphold the democratic rights of all citizens in meeting and talking and discussing, because we're seeing about, you know, the kind of things that protesting is and riots are happening in the South, and we don't want that type of thing happening here in Ontario or Canada. So we wanted to do it in a democratic, nonviolent fashion, and there was no protest. So right off the top, they said, so is this a protest? We made it clear, no, it's a political meeting, a meetup from those that are interested in defending their civil liberties, freedoms, and rights. And we were actually going to talk about how we need to defend the Charter, the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, the Bill of Rights, as Stephen Baker wrote them, and then the Human Rights Code, both in Ontario and Canada. So these were all part of the agenda. And it was going to be a good 4 to 5 hour talk at the Legion. And again, following those distancing rules of making sure that the speakers would be at the tables and the listeners, the grassroots, would be at the chairs. And then all of a sudden, just out of the blue, you know, it kind of was, well, you're going to be denied service. And we talked, and I know the police showed up rightfully to mediate with nothing, you know, violent happened, of course, from it. But they came to make sure things were done right, which they were. And I talked with both the barmaid, the lady that runs the bar, bartender, and the president, the main guy that runs the Legion here in Hanover. And they were adamant that, you know, everybody here, even though, you know, the agreed upon idea was to sit at the table and at the chairs, you must wear a mask. And, you know, we were, you know, not violently adamant, but adamant just the same, equally, and saying, well, look, I mean, that wasn't what was agreed upon orally in our agreement. And further, we have a right, you know, according to not just Bruce Gray Public Health Unit and its edict, but also, you know, constitutional rights, the ones that I just mentioned earlier. And we were going to follow that. And our thing is that you can't have, and this is, you know, kind of a message to the government of Ontario and Premier Ford, you can't tell the citizens of this province what to do in overriding their constitutional rights, liberties, and freedoms just in the defense of public health that isn't in the Charter. It's not in the Bill of Rights, and it's not in any Human Rights Code. And as much as we do have to take care of one another and be safe and watch out for one another's public health, which is what the distancing aspect, and we were going to stay in the seats and the desk, the thing is you can't push on anybody any of these type of edicts undemocratically and, you know, authoritarian-wise. So we disagreed with the way that was. However, we don't disagree with people's rights to deny service. However, in this case, this was agreed upon. We had agreed upon this. And to have a Legion which we all believe is to be the, you know, bastion of freedom from all those great world wars that all those veterans had fought and died supremely, giving up the supreme sacrifice, to see that happen in such an institution, I got to be honest, I'm frankly shocked. as the interim leader and president of this provincial political party.